So, Jack, were you sightseeing?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
And where did you go?
Well, I wandered about. I found a charming street not far from the hotel. And you?
Business.
What is your business, Kamna? Personal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, tomorrow, Bombay?
Yeah. I've reserved rooms at the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea you could stay there.
Not the Taj Mahal. The Taj Mahal Hotel. It's in Bombay.
I knew that.
Well, you should know that. It's a beautiful old Victorian hotel built by the English. It has a view of the harbor and the gateway of India.
You know, I notice there's a lot of English spoken in this country.
That's because English is the official language of India, Jack.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Before the Mughals, India was really many different countries, each with its own language.
Oh, like Hindi, Bengali?
Marathi, Punjabi, Gujarati, Tamil, Malayalam, Urdu.
Urdu?
Urdu is just one of the languages you'll hear in Bombay.
Urdu.
Kashmiri, Kannada.
Canada?
Kannada. Uriya, Sindhi.
Okay, okay.
Assamese.
Okay, fine.
Telugu.
That's enough.
Dogri, Maithili.
I give up. Good grief. So, the English occupied India for what? A couple hundred years?
Yeah, in 1947, when the English left, the only ones who knew how to run the country were the clerks. And English was the one language spoken by all the clerks across the country.
Uh-oh.
So every state has its own language. In the south, for example, in Madras, they speak Tamil. Mm. In the northwest, in Calcutta, they speak Bengali. Yeah. In Goa, they speak Konkani.
Okay, so where are we now?
We're in Bombay, speaking English, Jack.
They certainly use their horns a lot in this country, huh?
It's a wonderful Indian law. If you hit someone without blowing your horn first, it's your fault.
Uh-huh. There are no scooter taxis here.
No, traffic's too fast in Bombay.
Yeah, sure puts New York to shame.
But Bombay's real claim to fame is that it's the film capital of India.
Really?
I think India makes more films than any other country.
Hmm.
Except maybe one, but no, I can't remember which one.
Are the films any good?
I think they're just awful. You know, they're a combination of, cheesy and repressed. You know, we Indians are very prudish.
Prudish? Well, that's hard to believe. I mean, after seeing photos of those temple carvings where, well, they're very imaginative.
Well, they were done a very long time ago, Jack.
Hmm. Well, what caused the change?
I don't know. It may be because we've been a conquered people for so long. First the Mughals in the mid-14th century, and they were in power for 300 years, then the English for another 200 years.
Hmm. Oh, hey, look at that. They're playing cricket.
I know. It's a national obsession.
Certainly is a weird game.
Ready to receive next delivery from Kapil Dev. That's an
open. Oh, the driver thinks we want to hear it on the radio.
Yeah, for us it's just like listening to the baseball game.
Hmm. So, how did the English take over India? I mean, did they just invade?
No, it was through the East India Company. Have you ever heard of the Black Hole of Calcutta?
Of course. I stayed in one of their hotels in Manaus. It's a chain, isn't it?
Oh, Jack, would you like to hear the real story?
I've always been fascinated by black holes.
Well, the Nawab, who had just come into power, felt that the English were just intruding into his affairs. So he rounded up some of them and shut them into a small room. Now, unfortunately, in the heat of the Bengali night, 50 of them died.
Oh.
Now, had it been 50 dead Indians, the incident would have been forgotten. But for the British, it meant Indian treachery, it meant Indian cruelty, and it was just what they needed. So they played it up in the British papers and overthrew the Nawab, and the incident was the perfect excuse to take over the country.
Even back then, they knew how to manipulate the media, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
So that room, that's the Black Hole of Calcutta. Huh.
So, Jack, what do you think about the Taj Mahal Hotel?
It's magnificent.
Vera, idhar aao.
Yes?
Aapke paas pink pelican beer hai?
Pink pelican? Yes, of course.
Pink pelican, great.
Two pink pelican, please.
Immediately, ma'am.
This is a wonderful lounge. All this wicker. And you can see the harbor, the Indian Ocean, the gateway of India looming before us. So peaceful. And right around the corner, the beggars are waiting to pounce. You know, I haven't seen any snake charmers yet.
Just wait, Jack, you'll see them. You'll see the lepers, the snake charmers, sadhus on beds of nails. You'll see gurus and yogis. Everything you ever thought was India.
You know, I'm beginning to realize that that is a very small part of this country.
Two pink pelicans.
TK. Well, Jack, bottoms up.
Where'd they learn to brew beer like this?
From the English.
Oh, it's better than English beer. And it's cold. You know, in this light, my God, you're just so gorgeous.
They say the sun has his simple robe of light. The clouds are decked with gorgeousness.
They also say this world is the world of wild storms, kept tame with the music of beauty.
I see then you know our poet, Rabindranath Tagore.
Well, not personally.
I see. Well then, Jack, I'll leave you to yourself to wander Bombay.
Well, any suggestions? Where to wander?
You could take a boat to the Elephanta Caves.
Hmm.
Or you could hire a taxi and go to the Ajanta Cave just outside the city.
Well, do you have anything else besides caves, I mean?
I think you'll find them very interesting.
Yeah, well.
The Ajanta Caves have wonderful paintings with the story of Buddha's life.
The Buddha?
Yeah, Buddha, you know, was born in India.
Well, of course.
He preached his first sermon in Benares.
Buddha's caves. The paintings.
Mm-hmm. So I'll leave you?
Yeah. Have a nice... namaste. Is there something more?
Another saying just came to mind. It may apply to you.
Oh?
My heart has spread its sails to the idle winds for the shadowy island of anywhere. So I'll see you then this evening for dinner.
Of course. With Kamala. Why the Elephanta Caves, the Ajanta Caves, the Black Hole of Calcutta. A lot of dark holes seem to come up in our conversations.
Many, many caves.
How many?
They say 35 caves.
Are they all filled with stalactites?
Who they fill?
You know, the... never mind.
The Ajanta Caves are not natural, no?
No?
No, they're carved by hand.
By hand?
Into the rock.
Hand-carved caves?
Some caves very, very big. Many rooms. Some caves very, very small.
This guy sounds like he's doing Peter Sellers.
Some have steps. Many steps.
Carved into the rock?
Yes. Some have pillars. Many, many pillars. Some have paintings.
Many, many paintings.
Yes. How do you know?
Oh, I... never mind. It's funny. I always thought of naturally formed caves with the wise guru sitting in the mouth. I never thought they actually carved out their own. Here I am, sitting in the mouth of a cave. Looking down at the valley, the sun is setting, the shadows are moving in. What an amazing country. In Rishikesh on the Ganges, they're ringing the temple bells to put the gods back to sleep again. In the morning, they'll ring the bells to wake the gods up to hear their prayers. Going to sleep is like dying. sleep and dreams are like death. Every night we die, and waking is our birth. Who said that? I did. I could spend the rest of my life just sitting here. Not really, but it's a thought. Maybe the next life. Still, it is like I've returned home. The sun is turning the rocks to yellow, to orange, to red, to gold. What? Go that time. Ooh. So, Kamala, tell me about your aunt.
Well, she's very strong-minded.
Oh, great.
You don't like strong women?
Well, it seems that's all I ever meet.
I don't know how to take that.
Oh, I do find that they're the most interesting.
We are.
Mm-hmm. So why does she need my help?
Well, actually, I only know a little. When she was young, she was fascinated by everything that came from the West.
My great desire, my fantasy was to go to London.
She wanted to get out into the world. India meant so many restrictions. The West meant freedom.
Oh, I see.
If I stayed here, I would have been married at the age of 12.
She was engaged to be married to an older man.
Very, very old.
Oh, an arranged marriage.
Of course.
It was unthinkable to go against my parents' wishes.
Except she did think it.
Mm-hmm. But she found that there was no one to confide in, except in her own dreams.
It came to me in the night, in my dreams. It laughed, it was amused, and it said, I will take care of you.
Take care of her?
It said it would help, and it did.
I did not have to do anything. Circumstances happened, and I was free.
What happened?
I don't know exactly, but the marriage was called off.
And who is it?
It is... is what I suppose you would call her imagination.
What would you call it?
Oh, Jack, in this country, we know about the power of the imagination to conjure, to make real.
So? So who is it? Come, I'd like to know what I'm stepping into.
I don't know. She has warned me to stay away from it.
Stay away from what?
Jack, I don't know.
Well, why do I have this feeling you do know?
They say, truth in her dress finds facts too tight. In fiction, she moves with ease.
Truth in her dress finds facts too tight. What is that, Charlie Chan?
No, Tagore.
You know, that sari you're wearing this evening, the way it's draped on you, it's stunning.
I think we should be getting back.
What does it feel like, wearing a sari?
Like fiction.
In fiction, she moves with ease. Uh-huh. India is filled with sadhus and saints and gurus and fakirs and everything you could ever ask for. Now, why does your aunt need me?
Because she met you. You gave her your card, and you offered to help.
I never saw that card before. Now, where did we meet? When did this happen?
She told me it was in the 50s.
The 50s? In New York? What, the East 50s? The West 50s?
No, Jack. In the 1950s.
What?
I know it must sound strange
to you. Wait, wait a minute. 40 years ago, I gave her this card. When I was, what, just a boy? But printed on the card is where I live now?
It's interesting, isn't it?